Here's what you may have missed on your family and your retirement with Abe Ashton.
You go on your mission and you come home and you want to sell insurance. How did you get there?
I still don't want to sell insurance. I didn't then and I don't know.
I thought beneficial life insurance, that might have been what that was.
It was. I didn't want to do it.
Well, how'd you get into it?
Do what we'd always do. Blame Dad.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So
my old man was an agency manager down in Las Vegas for beneficial life insurance. Over the period of a few months, I was learning the life insurance side of the business of financial, I guess, planning, the life insurance side of that. And after a couple months, I really knew I wasn't going to like this. I mean, I understand young families need it. Yeah. And there's some parts for it for estate planning in the future. But I feel like it's got such a bad reputation. I didn't want to be the quintessential cliche life insurance salesperson. Do you remember the show Groundhog's Day?
Yes, that movie is a great movie.
Right. Ned Ryerson.
Yes.
Ned. You don't know it's Ned.
Phil, I sell insurance.
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
So you were Ned.
I'm like, that's not who I want to be, even though that's one of my favorite shows. But during that time, I was getting a little disillusioned with that side of the industry. I went on a sales call. Somebody had responded to one of Beneficial's ads and went out to a home, and it was a retired couple, lovely, lovely couple in Las Vegas. I mean, I must have been 21 years old or 22 years old at this time. I sat down with them, and as much as I knew about the industry, which was very little at that point, I looked at them and I said, from what you're telling me, there's no way that you need life insurance. Your home is paid off. You have great retirement incomes that are available for both spouses through the rest of both of your lives.
There's no children dependent at this point.
You have assets. Yeah, there's no kids at home. And you have substantial assets, retirement accounts and things like that. And we had just heard that it might be something great during retirement. And is it something that we should need? So we called in off of this ad. And I said, well, that's great. You don't need it. And they said, well, thank you for that information. You're very honest. You're the worst life insurance salesperson we've ever met. And there's no way you're ever going to be successful at this. And I said, oh, well, that's okay, because I'm on my way out. This is not something I want to do for a living. But it was very nice to meet you. And I wish you guys the very best. And they said, well, can we give you some advice? I mean, young and dumb and wanting to know, they said, can we give you some advice? And I said, sure. They said, what we really need in our life is someone who is not a product or a service specific advisor. We need someone who understands retirees. And if we could talk to one person that could help us collaborate our thoughts and ideas on everything from retirement investments to retirement income to retirement healthcare to estate planning and accounting, on how all those things work together, that would be somebody that we could really use in our lives. Because the accountant guy says, I'm not an attorney, go talk to him. And the attorney says, go talk to your financial advisor. I'm not him. And the financial advisor says, go talk to your accountant. I don't do taxes. And yet there's nobody that's looking at the overall family strategy with someone. If there was an office where we could go, and they don't have to be the attorney, they don't have to be the accountant, they don't have to be the investment advisor, they just have to have a great understanding of retirement, man, I think there would be a line out the door to go see that person.
You're in their home, and this is what they truly need. They're telling you their actual needs. And obviously it had an impact on you, I guess.
Impact. So anyway, after having that conversation with them, I decided I'm going to do just that. So I spent the next year of my life learning about the different financial vehicles that serve the needs of retirees. I started looking at senior health care. I learned about Medicare and Medicaid. Huh. I started researching macular degeneration. I started learning things about strokes and heart attacks. I started learning about taxes and estate planning. And I became a sponge for all things retirement. And so,
were you married at this time?
Just barely married. Brand new, no kids.
So Kim's probably going, am I getting into with this guy?
Yeah, she was teaching first grade.
He is looking into macular degeneration, and we just got married.
Yeah, I was explaining to my wife these different procedures that they were all coming out with, and she's like, you're a nerd. The same thing you call me all the time. You're a retirement nerd. At the end of the day, it became so valuable, and I've only, over the last two decades, only gone on to learn so much more. If I could go back and have a conversation with myself, you know, at 22 years old and say, listen, Abe, your career is going to be the most fulfilling, not just because financially you'll be successful and you'll be able to support your family, which is what every provider wants, of course, but because you will learn from the people that you get to sit across from every day. Some people will be two or three times your age, and you'll get to see how people are finishing up this life, how they're living through the second chapter, and those who are nearing the end of their lives. And it has been such an incredible insight and joy and pleasure in my life to meet people who have different stories of military service, different stories of love and marriage and heartbreak and divorce and what to do, what not to do, and to just kind of absorb these folks who have become not just friends, but clients who've shared with me what they wish they could do differently, what they wouldn't change for $1 billion. You know, the one gentleman who says, well, I want my son to get 30 pieces of silver as part of my inheritance because he betrayed me so bad, and that heartache and anger and frustration of that kind of frustration. And then those who say, my family is the very most important thing, and I get to meet these kids. You know, I go to more funerals than almost anyone else in any other profession.
Probably a job hazard.
It's part of the business. Yeah. But then I sit down with the loved ones. I sit down with the kids at the conference table. I witness the arguments over money and the frustration. And I witness the successes when people are saying, nope, whatever mom and dad wanted, exactly how it is. Let's make sure it gets out that way.
Join Abe and Eric each week on the radio or at AshtonWealth.com.